Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And my name's Elsie. Yesterday, John was playing the computer game called Room Escape, 密室逃脱. He was very excited and looking for the clues very carefully to get out of the room.
That's right. He was just playing the game on his computer. Now his friend Tina came along. She saw he was playing this game.And she had some very exciting news for him.
Right. She told John that in Central, he can play a real-life room escape.
That's right. So you can actually go and play the game in real life. That's a phrase we learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. We also learned that you could say he plays it for real.
Right.
It means you can go there. You actually have to kind of solve these problems and get out of the room.In real life, there's going to be all kinds of different problems that you have to solve. All kinds of exciting and mysterious things are going to happen. And we're going to learn all about this real life room escape in Sanchong today. So let's go ahead and get to our teaching.
Can you escape the room? John and Tina are in a room escape game at RMT Studio.
I think these numbers will open the door.
No, I think they will open this drawer. I think there's another clue in there.
But we only need three numbers to open the lock. There are six here.
This is hard. Should we call for help?
No, we can figure this out.
Okay, why don't we add all the numbers together?
The total is 156. Try it.
It worked. Here's another clue.
Hurry up. We don't have much time.
There's also a flashlight in the drawer.
We might need it later.
This is fun. We should come again with friends and try another room.
They keep trying to escape from the room.
Number, number. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420. Add, add. If you add 26 to 45,You get 71. If you add 26 to 45, you get 71. Total, total. In total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV. In total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV.Flashlight, flashlight. When you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you. When you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you.
Once again, we set the scene for the conversation today. John and Tina are in a room escape game at RMT Studio.
今天呢 ,John 和 Tina 来到了 RMT Studio, 现在已经在密室里面了。They are now playing this real life game.
That's right. John says, I think these numbers will open the door. So they've got some numbers, maybe it's like some sort of clue, some sort of way they can figure out to get out of the room.
John 呢很努力地在找 clues, 线索。他说呢我认为这些数字 numbers 会将门打开。
Now, numbers, of course, are words or a sign, a symbol that represents an amount or a quantity. One, two, three, four, five. These are numbers. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420.
Number, 数字。例句提到呢，每一个 locker 置物柜里面呢都有自己的号码。我的是420。And don't forget your locker number or you won't be able to find your stuff.
Or don't forget the number on your combination, your
lock.
Or then you have to go ask for a new one and your teachers will be like, You'll get in trouble.
Or you have to grab a hammer.
You have to get a hammer and smash it open. And then you have to pay for it. Okay, well, Tina says, no, I think they will open this drawer. I think there's another clue in there. Okay, so they're trying to work this out, trying to figure out these different clues. John is saying, well, this is going to open the door. She says, It's another clue. It's the drawer.
两个人现在开始在密室里面呢讨论起来了。Tina 就说啊，不对啊，我认为他们也就是刚John 提到的数字是打开这个抽屉的。房间里面呢，应该有另一个线索是用来打开门的。
John takes a closer look at the numbers. He says, "But we only need three numbers to open the lock. There are six here, so there's more numbers."Then they need to open the lock. So what are all these numbers for?
同学们现在也可以一边想想看哦。这样现在说呢，但是我们只需要三个号码就能够开锁，这边已经有六个了。I feel excited about the game, even if I'm just reading what they say to each other, right?
Yeah, that's right. Their brains are working overtime. Yeah. They're trying to figure all this out. That's the fun of the game. Tina says, this is hard. Should we call for help? If you call...for something, it just means that you're like calling out, you're saying something, asking for assistance, for somebody to come and help you out. It doesn't necessarily mean you are calling on your phone. It's not like, hello, can I have some help, please? But you can just be talking to somebody else. Help! Help me out! I don't know how to get out of this room. What are these numbers for? Give me someClues,
right?
Yes.
So Tina 现在就说了，这个好难哦。我们应该要请求协助吗？ You can call for help when you get stuck in the room. Joe, if you were John, would you call for help or say no? You can figure it out by yourself.
I'm the type of guy who would say, no, I can figure this out for myself. I'm proud. I need to be able to do things on my own. What about you? Are you going to ask for help?Or are you going to say no?
Help! I can't get out! It's done.
Okay, so it's kind of like guys and girls asking for directions.
Kind of the same thing.
Maybe a similar situation. John, yes, he says no. We can figure this out. Yes, like me. He says we can do this by ourselves.
John 就说了不。我们可以自己想出来。To figure something out 是想出、找出某事情的答案。For example, we can figure out the solution to this problem without calling for help. 我们可以自己找出问题的解决办法，而不需要向他人求助。
Tina has some ideas already. She says, okay, why don't we add all the numbers together? Okay, this could work. This could be something. You take them and you add them up. They're going to use math.To solve the problem.
I think Tina's idea is great. 她说呢，我们为什么不把所有的数字加起来呢？ Now they have six numbers.
Yes.
But they need only three numbers. So why don't we just add them up?
Yes, that's, she's thinking if you add the numbers, you put them together and you calculate their total. For example, one plus two is...
Three, yes.
I knew that. For example, we could say if you add...26 to 45, you get 71. One more time, if you add 26 to 45, you get 71.
Add 是加起来、加总的意思。例句提到呢，如果你把26和45加起来，答案是71。And if you subtract 26 from 45, you get 19.So, subtract 就是减法的意思咯。那乘法呢，我们会说 multiply.
Multiply.
Right. 那除法我们会说 divide.
All right. Well, let's continue on. John, he's already doing the math. He says, the total is 156. 156. Try it. So, he's saying, okay, you can check it out too and add them up. Make sure my math is okay.
And 156, three numbers.
Three numbers, yes.
这样算了一下就说呢，总和是156，试一试吧。
John was figuring out the total. Now, the total is the final number or amount of things when everything has been counted. For example, in total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV. In total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV.
Total 是总和的意思 ,in total 就是总和是多少。像是例句说到的，总共超过2000万人在电视上收看比赛。
Now, Tina, she adds up the numbers too. She finds the total. She says, it worked. Here's another clue.
Wow, 数字是对的 ,it worked. 再来呢，这里是另一条线索 ,Tina 就这样说啦。
John says,Hurry up, we don't have much time. So I guess it's like his video game. There's a clock counting down.
Right? Mm. 所以张夏很紧张就说呢 Hurry up, hurry up, 赶快快一点我们时间不多了 We don't have much time.
Tina says there's also a flashlight in the drawer. So there's all kinds of things they can use to help them out.
Tina 接着说啊抽屉里还有手电筒哦 flashlight.
A flashlight is a small electric light that you can carry in your hand. Like when you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you. When you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you. Yes, because it's dark and scary in the forest and there's ghosts and you want to be able to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You shine a light on them so they won't
bother. Before they attack you.
Before they attack you, yes, of course.
Flashlight, 手电筒是停电或没有灯光的时候不可或缺的东西。例句提到呢，当你去露营的时候呢，你应该要带着手电筒。
John says we might need it later, so maybe they don't need it now, but later in the game, they might find some way to use it.
John 就说了，我们应该等一下会需要用到它。
Tina says this is fun. Yes, she's enjoying herself. She's having a good time. We should come again with friends and try another room. So this is just one room, but there's all kinds of different ones with different scenarios.
Different clues,
different things that you can try out and do. It's not the same every time, of course, because... Then you wouldn't come back.
Right.
Go there and do the same thing. No, it's different every time.
Tina 最后说到呢，哇，这真好玩，我们应该和朋友再来一次，并且试试看其他的房间。那这边呢，我们看到一个字啊，叫做 should， 应该。我们赶快有请英文快通老师来我们解答吧。
英文
快通。
Oh, yeah! Hello, everyone. I'm Winnie. 欢迎回来今天的英文快译通。今天来学超简单又实用的一个字 ,should, S-H-O-U-L-D. Should 其实很常见，你应该也看过了。它可以直接翻译成应该，是一个助动词。助动词只是听起来是有点厉害的文法名词，其实平常我们常常都在用的 do, does, did, will 这些都是助动词。助动词就是用来帮助动词的嘛。除了让动词可以原形的方式见人，也可以让句子变成疑问句、否定句，让它有更多的变化。So, for example, 没有助动词的话，动词要依时态改变。Alex went to a movie with his girlfriend for her birthday. 疑问句的话把助动词放在前面。Did Alex go to a movie with his girlfriend for her birthday? 还有否定加上 not. Alex didn't go to a movie with his girlfriend for her birthday. 那我们就可以把一样的办法套用在 should 身上啦。平常什么时候会用到应该呢？仔细想想好像也挺常见的。For example, 我们应该饭后帮忙洗碗。We should help do the dishes after dinner. Should 加原形动词 help. 疑问句一样是把助动词移到最前面。Should we help do the dishes after dinner? 若是要否定就是在助动词后面加上否定词 not, 变成 should not, 一样也可以缩写成 shouldn't。另外还有一个类似的助动词 had better， 不要把它想成是 have 的过去式 had， 把它想成是连在一起的 had better。当 当连在一起出现的时候，意思就是最好怎么样怎么样啦。如果刚刚这句话改成 You had better help do the dishes after dinner， 你最好饭后帮忙洗碗盘，意思就是会比较强烈啦。如果不帮忙的话，可能就会掀起家庭革命之类的。一样 had better 是个助动词，后面加上原形动词，若是要表示否定， for example， 你最好不要超过11点回家， You had better not come home later than 11 p.m. 这个语气就会比 You should not come home later than 11 p.m. 强烈的许多啦。有点如果真的超过11点的话，后果可能不堪设想这么严重咯。 So you should come back for more 英文快译通， But you had better review what you learn every day。 英文快译通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
All right, that was our grammar point, all about the word should. And the end scene here says they keep trying to escape from the room.
文章最后呢，他们还是在努力逃脱出这个房间。We don't know if they succeeded or not. 我们不知道他们成功了没有。
That's right. I guess we can't give it away. We can't show you exactly how they're going to do it. Not yet, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, yes, there's many different kinds of rooms. You can go try it out. It's different every time, and it's going to make you use your brain. So that's what a real nice, fun, entertaining game should do.
Yes.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our article for today. But before we leave you, let's go to our wrap-up.
Wow, Joe, I think real life room escape seems fun,
Yeah,
right?
It seems like a really entertaining and interesting kind of game.
But the thing is, the owner of it has to come up with so many ideas to stop people from getting out of the room.
That's right, it can't be too easy, or people will be like, well, yeah, that was fun, it took me 30 seconds to get out of there. He needs to be like one step ahead of the players, he needs to be smart.
If the clues are all the same, the players will get bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were owner, what kind of ideas or clues would you come up with?
Let's see. Well, they already used math. And that's...
Math, yes.
Math is really difficult. You know, you could kind of take elements from like murder mysteries, you know, like crime books, things like that. They always have to solve mysteries in those. So maybe you could have some sort of written clues, like riddles.You know what riddles are?
Yeah,
kind of like a joke, but it's made to fool you. It's made to kind of play tricks on your mind. So I think riddles,
written clues. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like they could find around the room. What about you? What would you do?
Maybe I will like ask them to find out some English words.
English words, that's good too. That's a very good way to build your vocabulary.
Yeah.
And it's in...situations where you're like under stress, you're trying to figure it out. So if you can figure it out under those conditions, you know your English is really, really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of today's article. Please join us again next time on A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A Plus 小聚会
We can take the MRT home.Because it runs all night on New Year's Eve.
We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。大家应该都有过这样的经验吧？就是跨年夜结束过后，马路上到处都塞满人，动弹不得。要在附近区域骑车或开车，根本就是不可能的事。连走到捷运站可能都要花上一两个小时才到得了，实在是太夸张了。但是许多人还是会选择搭乘大众交通运输工具回家。平常捷运末班车大概都是午夜十二点左右，但是为了疏散人潮，历年捷运公司都会在跨年夜那天营运整晚不收班。这时候你就可以说We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve. We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve. 我们可以搭捷运回家，因为在跨年夜，捷运是整晚不收班的。搭乘交通运输工具，我们要用 take 这个字，那搭捷运就叫做 take the MRT。那句子中有另外一个动词 run， 可不是指捷运会跑哦，而是指营运，就像 run a company 意思就是经营公司。好啦，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve. 很好，那我们下次见喽，拜拜。
We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve.
We can take the MRT home because it runs all night on New Year's Eve.
Can you escape the room?John and Tina are in a room escape game at RMT Studio.
I think these numbers will open the door.
No, I think they will open this drawer. I think there's another clue in there.
But we only need three numbers to open the lock. There are six here.
This is hard. Should we call for help?
No, we can figure this out.
Okay, why don't we add all the numbers together?
The total is 156. Try it.
It worked. Here's another clue.
Hurry up. We don't have much time.
There's also a flashlight in the drawer.
We might need it later.
This is fun. We should come again with friends and try another room.
They keep trying to escape from the room.
Number. Number. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420. Each locker has its own number. Mine is 420. Add.Add. If you add 26 to 45, you get 71. If you add 26 to 45, you get 71. Total. Total. In total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV.In total, over 20 million people watched the game on TV. Flashlight. Flashlight. When you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you. When you go camping, you should take a flashlight with you.